What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 388. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about enhanced renal clearance in patients with hemorrhagic stroke. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode388. The title of the article is Enhanced Renal Clearance in Patients with Hemorrhagic Stroke. The lead author is Catherine Morbitzer, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, March 2019. Augmented or enhanced renal clearance is a phenomenon in some critically ill patients whereby their kidney function becomes supernormal. Awareness of clinicians to the possibility of augmented renal clearance in critically ill patients is growing. Augmented renal clearance is well documented in trauma patients, especially those under the age of 50. The authors of this study sought to evaluate augmented renal clearance over time in patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage or intracerebral hemorrhage. The study was of a prospective observational design and took place in a neurosciences ICU in a tertiary academic medical center. Patients had an admission diagnosis of subarachnoid hemorrhage or intracerebral hemorrhage. To detect augmented or enhanced renal clearance, the authors measured creatinine clearance via 8-hour urine collection and compared this measured creatinine clearance to creatinine clearance calculated by the Cockcroft-Gault equation and estimated GFR rate calculated by the MD-RD equation. Important inclusion criteria was that patients had no evidence of renal dysfunction, their admission serum creatinine had to be less than 1.5, and no history of chronic kidney disease. Enhanced renal clearance was defined as a measured creatinine clearance greater than the calculated creatinine clearance via Cockcroft-Gault and estimated GFR via MDRD. Augmented renal clearance was defined as a measured creatinine clearance greater than or equal to 130 mLs per minute. A total of 80 patients were enrolled, 50 with subarachnoid hemorrhage and 30 with intracerebral hemorrhage. Patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage had significantly higher mean measured creatinine clearance compared with Cockcroft-Gault and MDRD equations. All but three of these 50 patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage experienced augmented renal clearance on at least one day in the ICU. In patients with intracerebral hemorrhage, there was also a higher mean measured creatinine clearance compared to Cockcroft-Gault and MDRD. Half of these 30 patients with intracerebral hemorrhage experienced augmented renal clearance on at least one day in the ICU. The authors concluded a substantial group of patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage or intracerebral hemorrhage experienced enhanced renal clearance, which may be otherwise unknown to clinicians. Enhanced renal clearance may lead to increased renal solute elimination over what is expected, resulting in subtherapeutic renally eliminated drug concentrations. This may result in underexposure to critical medications leading to treatment failure and other medical complications. A significant difference between this study and that of others examining augmented renal clearance is the age of the study participants. The mean age in the subarachnoid hemorrhage group was 57 years, and the mean age in the intracranial hemorrhage group was 70 years. This greatly expands the universe of patients who could possibly develop augmented renal clearance. A previously published weighted scoring system for augmented renal clearance will only output a positive score in patients less than 50 years of age. You can use a calculator for this scoring system at pharmacyjoe.com/ARC. The primary class of medications that are of concern in critically ill patients with augmented renal clearance are antibiotics. Antibiotic dose recommendations are based on pharmacodynamic dose-finding studies in patients with ARC and generally involve using higher doses and extended infusions. This might look like piperacillin tazobactam 4.5 grams over 4 hours every 6 hours, meropenem 2 grams over 3 hours every 8 hours, and cefepime 2 grams over 3 hours every 6 hours. for antibiotics that allow therapeutic drug monitoring, such as vancomycin and aminoglycosides, the recommended dosing is at the high end of the usual dose ranges, with adjustments as drug levels require. With the finding of augmented renal clearance in neurocritical patients, an additional medication of concern may be levetiracetam, although there are no specific recommendations on how to adjust doses in the setting of augmented renal clearance for this medication. A detailed practical review of augmented renal clearance is available to members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. To get immediate access to this and many more resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.